to the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I hope everybody's had an excellent week. Despite a couple of rain showers and a couple of storms, I believe we've all fared well. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, I had a list. Somebody has birthdays and all this good stuff. I do. I don't know where mine went to. Hey, Mr. Sam. Good morning. Did you have fun last week? You did? Did you eat a lot? Did you get several hugs? Well, that ain't no fur. Well, see, if I'd have been here, we'd have taken care of that. I hope you had a happy birthday, Mr. Sam. Hallelujah. I'm just sorry I missed it. I like aggravating this man. But anyway, hallelujah. We have birthdays, the 5th and the 6th. That's Brittany Kane and Bobby Johnson. Wednesday is Bible study and prayer. Starts at 6. Also, music practice will be at 6. And from Pastor Shirley. It says 1 John 4:7-8. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. Amen. Hallelujah. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. Hey, I said that right, didn't I? You just go, girl.
Yeah, sing it, Dad. Come on, Nana, sing it. Go ahead.
Uh-uh. Go ahead, sing That's it, before R.
Come on, Nana.
That's before R. Anyway.
One's in here that's been around since. Beloved, let us love one another. Come on now. For love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. So, beloved, let us love one another. 1 John 4:7-8.
Now, that was before R.
That was before R, before Ricardo.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Has everybody gotten a handout? That is really a nice section that Shirley wrote in there about this. And would you stand for the reading of the word today, please? Is there any more announcements before we read this?
I just want, there's just one little thing on there, Cardo, that I want to say about. I found this, you know how it is, on Facebook. A lot of things on Facebook I just skip on by. But I like this saying as we start worship this morning. It's what worship is, okay? Worship is a believing heart's response to the work of the Holy Spirit, not an emotional response to the quality of the music.
That's right.
Regardless who shows up, who doesn't show up, what instruments you're used to, maybe you don't have them that morning. When we gather together as believers, we gather together to worship the Lord and not have an emotional response toward perfection. Practice is good, and it helps a lot. But when it comes time to worship, you lay aside everything else, and you get in the presence of God. Amen?
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You know, I was reading the handout, and before I received it this morning, before I went to print off the list, I was looking for scripture to read. And anyway, I come up on Psalm 91. And that's where I stopped at. And then I got to reading the handout. I don't know where else Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego could have been, but under the wing of the Lord, amen. That's exactly right. And you know, it's just awesome. Just awesome what? It's awesome that this country is free and free to worship the Lord. And awesome that we don't have to hide our Bibles. It's awesome that we can worship publicly. You know, that's awesome. That's awesome. You know, I guess the older I get, the more I realize how fragile this really is. Because it could be gone in just overnight. It could all be gone. And as a man, we need to, as men, we need to make sure we do our best to head our households and do our best to teach our kids right. Believe me, I fall short a lot, but it's not for the lack of trying. God is good. And if you let Him lead, the path is a whole lot straighter. Amen. But anyway, Psalms 91 said, "He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him I will trust. Surely He shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler." Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I can relate to that. "And from the perilous pestilence, He shall cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destructions that lies waste at noonday." The God we serve is an awesome God. For thousand may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Hallelujah. Only your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked, because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge. Even though the Most High your dwelling place, nor evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. For He shall give His angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. And then in their hands shall bear you up, lest you dash your feet against a stone. I have to turn the page. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent you shall trample underfoot. Hallelujah. You know, that means all your problems are under your feet. All your problems. Young, old, it doesn't make any difference. God is in control of all this. Amen. "Because He has set His love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name." Hallelujah. "He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him up and honor him with long life. I will satisfy him and show him my salvation." Amen. Oh, hallelujah. That's just an awesome thing. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for this day. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for the reading of your word, and I thank you for this ensemble that's gathered here today, Heavenly Father. Just be with us, Lord, and we thank you, Lord, to be able to give you the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You know, your kids can drag you in some places. You know that? Just start any time, honey. Sometimes it's hard to follow the leader. Amen? It is what it is. Sometimes it's hard to follow the leader. Sometimes you might have this path just laid right out, and then somebody change your directions.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the truth. Sometimes you got to watch who's in front of you. Just like driving a car, you got to watch what's going on. Amen? You just can't take it for granted that that's where it's going to be. It is what it is. Amen. But God is good regardless. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, when I was in music, when I was in band, I had this director by the name of Dan Harris. And we always thought he was from the military. Oh, yeah. When we went to the field to do competition, we were right. But in practice, especially when we did our in-house stuff, like we would learn into a particular piece to play, when he was standing up here in front of us, our eyes was on him. We watched him. With your walk with Christian, when you're doing your Christian walk, your eyes need to be on the Lord.
Amen.
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 That's the way that works. Amen.
Amen.
So this following people with authority starts when you're this high. And if you take your eyes off that, sometimes you can sway to the left, or sometimes you sway to the right. But there's always that chance to get back in line with what's going on. Just like the Bible. If you fall short, you can always get right back in line with the Word of God. Amen?
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Every now and again, people might get out of line. You know, ain't nobody been perfect but Grandpa and Nana, you know. And it's only two. But God is good, amen?
Amen.
And all the time, God is good. Go ahead, guys. It is what it is. I'm just grateful that somebody thought enough of this old boy to leave a road map for him to follow so that he can make sure he wound up in the right place. Because there's so many things that will distract us and get us out of line. We need somebody to drag us back. We need someone to say, hey, you know, you're getting out of bounds here. You need to watch what you're doing. We need that. We need that. I don't care how old we get. You know, we're subject to getting grumpier as we get older. Well, I don't want to do it that way. Well, that's the best way to do it, because if you don't, you're going to get yourself in trouble. Amen? But anyway, we'll get on with this. Jimmy, I ain't directed that toward you. I ain't doing that. Here we go, Kenzie. Let's do this. Say, Lord, I give all my praise to you. All the glory and honor to you. For all the things you say and do through me. Lord, I give all my praise to you. All the glory and honor to you. For all the things you say and do through me. Lord, don't ever leave me out of what the church is all about. So we ask, we cry aloud. I believe, Lord, don't ever leave me out of what the church is all about. In a world that's filled with doubt, cry aloud, send the rain. The time is here, the time is now, for the lightning and bright cloud. So we ask, we cry aloud, send the rain, send the rain, send the rain.
In the New Testament, we all know about the in Acts 2 when the Holy Spirit came. And they were in the upper room, and the Spirit of God fell for the first time, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and the fire came upon them. But you know, the thing is, that wasn't the only time that that happened to them. Because we come together and we think, you know, I can't live on what I had yesterday, okay? I have to live on what I get today. And over on into Acts, it says, and they were going out, and they were being persecuted, and they were being talked about, and some put in jail, and they were together again in a prayer group. Guess what happened again? Holy Spirit fell again. And it wasn't like they didn't have it before. It's just like he says, there comes times in your life when you need that new surge, you know, that surge of electricity, that surge of the power of God, because you've been fighting, you've been in battle. And you know, you come in, and the purpose of the church is to make sure when you leave here, you're energized. You're energized with the Word of God and with the power of God working in your life. And you go out here and you be the church when you go out of here, because you got something when you came. Amen?
Amen.
Amen, Brother Danny.
Say, Lord, I thank you for the rain.
I thank you for the rain.
Lord, I thank you for the rain.
You know, I've been blessed to be around and see what God does for us, see what God does through us, and by those two things alone, it's just been very educational. And to know that if he'll do it for the people that you're around, that he'll do it for you. Because he's not a respecter of persons, amen? And when you hear so much about people overcoming cancer and the little things that bother people, like a little nagging bill or anything, and all of a sudden it's just miraculously it's taken care of, or the money is miraculously there, that just shows you the authority that we are living under, amen? And the same power that rose Jesus from the grave,
amen,
lives in us as well. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Go ahead, y'all. Uh-oh. Hold on.
Hallelujah. Well, I was kind of looking forward today just to kind of sitting back and just receiving. But there's something stirring in my spirit, and I've got to get it out there into the atmosphere.
Amen.
We're entering into the sixth month of this year, and our theme for New Life this year is talking about David when he had lost everything, and that this is our year to recover all. Some of you have gone into the sixth month, and as you look back over since the first of the year, it seems like you've lost more than you have recovered. And God just wants me to get this word out here to you that this month is a month of recovery. You're going to see some things. You're going to begin to see some things to recover. And God says, continue to believe that this is your time of recovery. David had lost everything. All of his family, everything was gone. And David began to encourage himself in the Lord. And as Pastor Laverne said, when we come into the house of the Lord on Sunday morning, we are encouraged. Encouraged. And sometimes nobody around you is there going to be encouraged, but you have to encourage yourself in the Lord. Amen. So David began to encourage himself in the Lord. And he began to say, okay, Lord, what do I need to do? And God said, David, it's time to go recover all. And that's what God is saying to some of you all today. It's time to recover all. He said, don't give up on your dreams. Don't give up on your vision. Don't give up on those people that you've been praying for. Because this is the month that, you know, when God begins to do something in the earth, he begins to look for somebody that has cried out to him and said, Lord, I'm going to believe that you are the God of the impossible. And so when we begin to see God's hand move in the earth, that means somebody has been in the prayer. prayer closet. That means somebody has said, Lord, this is what your word said, and I'm not going to give up on what your word says. And I really sense in my spirit some of you on the break is going to give up. God said, I've come to encourage you today by my Holy Spirit not to give up. Because just about the time you're ready to give up, the breakthrough is there. Amen. And Wednesday night, as we were beginning to pray, I just seen a dark cloud just like coming in. I left church and it was still there. And God reminded me yesterday and even this morning, and as I was praying, I began to see that cloud just about the time it got to the point where it seemed it was going to overtake. Sun, all at once, the clouds broke and the sun shone through. And God said, that which the enemy has meant for your harm, he said, the sun is going to shine again upon you, and you are going to see the hand of God in your life. Amen. So I just want to encourage you today. And God said, David, go and recover all. It's the season. So God just want to remind you today not to give up, not to quit, for this is the season of recovery. Amen. So I just want you to lift your hands this morning. And as Ricardo said, the same power that rose Jesus from the grave is inside of you. And you know, he's given us the baptism of the Holy Ghost and speaking in tongues for a purpose. And we believe in the full gospel at this church. Amen. We believe that the Acts has not had its final. Amen. But we are living out that book of Acts today. So I just want you to begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Shalanuku sahateya. Malito sataya nisya babahasaya. And I hear the Lord say, this is indeed the season. This is indeed the day, says the Lord. This is indeed the season that you're going to see and recover all. And those things that have cost you to sit back and sit down and cost you to be silent, God says there's a breakthrough coming on the left. There's a breakthrough coming in on the right. There's a breakthrough coming in over your head, says the Lord. There's a breakthrough in your feet, says the Lord. For I've anointed you this season. I have anointed you with great power. I've anointed you with great grace, says the Spirit of the Lord. And I'm going to cause you to rise above the circumstances. I'm going to cause you to rise above that report that man says you can't make it. I'm going to cause you to rise up with that report that those around you said you're not going to change. Nothing's going to change. Look, it's only getting worse. God says, I'm coming in like a flood. My spirit is coming in like a flood. And it's going to wipe away the doubt. It's going to wipe away the darkness. It's going to wipe away those things that the enemy has come and said, it's over. But God says, it's not over because I've not had the final say. And no matter what anybody around you says, you keep believing me. You keep dancing. You keep walking. You keep rejoicing, says God. Just go ahead and come up here, brother. I want to pray for you. Hallelujah. Libre Shelly Kushandala Dedeya Mama Baba Bahasaya. God says, I want to tell you that there's greater things yet to come. There are greater things yet to come. God says, I'm going to give you visions in the night season. I'm going to speak to you in a small whisper, says the Lord. So he said, always have an ear to hear. Always have eyes to see, says God, even into the depths of my spirit. For yes, it's only the beginning, says God, of that which I'm going to do within you and through you, says the Lord. And God says, I've anointed you to bring healing to the nations. And even as you begin to speak forth my word, there's going to be deliverance among the people. And you're going to walk forth with great glory. For this is the generation that I'm calling forth, even a young people. And I'm anointing them with the sword of my spirit, says God. And even as you begin to go forth, be faithful to speak what I would put in your spirit to speak. Don't be concerned how and when, says God. But I'll open the door because it's not man, but it's by my spirit. And with great grace, you shall see my hand move on your behalf. In Jesus.
Stirred up in the Amen.
Oh, I love the Jesus. I love the one that saved me. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, had I have known at a young age this feeling I have now, I'd have been with that feeling a long time ago. Mm-hmm. You know, I would have been under the Lord. I'd have been under that almighty wing. I'd have been in his presence more often, amen. Do you realize the authority that he has given you? It's hard to you can't describe it. But I know that if I go and pray for somebody, my faith is strong enough that I believe what I'm praying for. And if they believe it, or two will agree on it, it's going to happen. Amen?
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. And I just thank you. Just thank you, Jesus. I can see waters raging at my feet. I can feel the breath of those surrounding me. I can hear the sounds of nations rising up.
We will not be overtaken. We will not be overcome.
I can walk down this dark and painful road. Every fear of the unknown, I can hear all God's children singing out.
We will not be overtaken. We will not be overcome. The same power that rose Jesus from the grave, the same power that commands the dead to wake, lives in.
We stand here in victory. Oh, in victory.
Sing one more song and then get right out of the way.
Amen.
But I'm going to tell you a little secret. The God I serve, He'll never get in our way. You know that? He won't get in our way. That thing that we have called choice, that little thing prevents Him from getting in our way. You know, I promise you, if you go out here and get ready to do something wrong, something to say, don't do that. Now, whereas something will actually just step in your way, no. Because if you make the wrong choice, you're going to reap the consequences. You're going to get whatever you get, amen? But the great thing about that is, when you fall short, there's somebody standing here like this. That's awesome, amen? Now, that ain't telling you to go out here and do something wrong because you will be forgiven for it. They ain't telling you to do that.
That's right.
That's just telling you that if you make a mistake, that there is this thing called repenting, and there is this thing called forgiveness, amen? Because the Lord is about that, amen? Oh, hallelujah. We're going to do this song, and I'm going to sit down.
Magnify the Lord, my soul. Magnify the Lord.
Gonna